Welcome to a special Super Bowl 57 episode of Hot Off the Wire, where we'll take a look towards Sunday's big game. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. The AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs finished 14-3 and are in their third Super Bowl in the past 4 years. The Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers to win Super Bowl 54, but lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the following season. The Philadelphia Eagles, also 14-3 in the regular season, are back in the Super Bowl for the first time since Super Bowl 52, when they beat the New England Patriots. The Chiefs are appearing in their fifth Super Bowl and are 2-2 all time. The Chiefs represented the AFL in Super Bowl I and lost to the Green Bay Packers. This is the fourth Super Bowl for the Eagles, who are looking for their second championship. Kickoff for the game is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and the game will be played at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The stadium is home of the Arizona Cardinals and hosted Super Bowl 42 when the New York Giants defeated the New England Patriots. The stadium also hosted Super Bowl 49 when the New England Patriots defeated the Seattle Seahawks. Fox will broadcast the game on television. Kevin Burkhart will handle play-by-play, Greg Olson is the in-booth analyst, and Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi are sideline reporters. Mike Pereira is the rules analyst. On the radio side, Westwood One will broadcast the game with Kevin Harlan handling play-by-play duties, Kurt Warner serving as analyst, and Laura Oakman and Mike Golick handling sideline reporter duties. Gene Steratore is the rules analyst. Chris Stapleton will perform the national anthem, and the halftime show performer is Rihanna. In this first segment, Ian Wharton of Pro Football Network talks about how Patrick Mahomes went from intriguing prospect to the NFL superstar. We'll follow that up with several more segments that look forward to the game and commercials. Plus, we have a recap of the AFC and NFC championship games, so you can get caught up on all the action that is leading to this final game of the season.
I just fell in love with his ability to put the ball in the perfect window off of these crazy throwing platforms. Like, it was as if you were watching Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M, except for like without Mike Evans making everything look so effortless. Like everything that you could see Aaron Rodgers doing in the NFL, Mahomes was doing it, except for like with a much worse surrounding cast. And so you could just see like him overcoming these mechanical things that like, yeah, maybe we want to tighten these up, but like the natural accuracy that he has and like kind of like what I fall in love with quarterbacks is these guys that don't have to be mechanically pure to be accurate and to lead guys in the right direction and to protect the ball, even on high risk throws. Like it's almost like you're watching and Joe Burrow was another really good example of this, where like you didn't think that throw was possible, but he's routinely making those throws look like it's just part of his arsenal. And it obviously grew in the NFL, but he was still doing that at Texas Tech and people just kind of dismissed it because it was a lower level of competition. It was the Big 12, right? Like, oh, he's just a product of like the Big 12. And it's like, no, like you put that ball in the same spot in the NFL, it doesn't matter who's defending him. There's just no way to defend that. It's just a perfect pass. And he was continually doing that. He was really, really good under pressure. So I chart all of these guys like as of like what's accurate, what's catchable, what's not. And so I have a nice database of about 10 years of guys like that. And Mahomes is pretty close to the top in all of those. And again, doing that with a lower surrounding cast, like it's easy to say like, okay, Tua did that because he's surrounded by first rounders. But like when Mahomes does that and the way he's doing it, it just all came into like this beautiful package of just, I love the aesthetic of his game. And then also all of the numbers and then everything that I was looking at kind of married it to say like, this is a really, really great prospect. And I was still too low on him because I put Myles Garrett ahead of him in my mock draft. Like I should have not done that. That was so silly in retrospect, but you just couldn't imagine that he would continue on this trajectory.
The NFL's top individual honors, both for the season and careers, were given out Thursday night. Patrick Mahomes won his second AP MVP award 3 days before he leads Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
To the Chiefs organization, Clark Hunt, Brett Veach, Andy Reid, the staff, and most of all, my teammates, I would never be standing here today without y'all.
Mahomes' opposing quarterback Sunday, Jalen Hurts, finished second. Other significant AP NFL awards, the 49ers' Nick Bosa, Defensive Player of the Year, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson, Offensive Player of the Year, the Giants' Brian Daboll, Coach of the Year, and the Jets swept the two Rookie of the Year awards, with Garrett Wilson taking offensive honors and Sauce Gardner defensive. Darrell Revis, who played most of his career with the Jets, leads this year's Pro Football Hall of Fame class. He'll be joined in Canton this summer by Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas, Rondé Barber, and DeMarcus Ware, all elected on Thursday. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
The Eagles and Chiefs each enter the contest with a 16-3 record. It's the sixth time since 2000 the two number one seeds will meet in the big game. Philadelphia's Jalen Hurts could become the fourth starting quarterback under 25 to win the Super Bowl.
It'll be a great game. I mean, it'll be a battle. You got the best of the best playing against one another. You know, two really good teams, two well-coached teams, stacked with players. So it'll be a competitive game.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be the fifth signal caller under 30 to start three Super Bowls over a four-season span. George Tanner, Phoenix.
From a pair of losses in three past Super Bowls, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid says, in his opinion, turnovers most often determine the outcome.
It's great to start fast, but that also, there are other factors in there that become important, and turnovers is probably one of the biggest ones.
The Chiefs ranked 22nd in the NFL's regular season in turnover ratio at -3. On the other hand, the Eagles are one of the best in the league in turnover ratio at +8. That's the third best. In the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs lost one fumble. Greg Eklund, Phoenix. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes continues to recover from his high ankle sprain suffered in the divisional round game. Mahomes says he has already noticed improvement since the AFC Championship game.
It's going to be definitely better, more mobile, be able to move around a little bit better for sure, and then we'll see on game day how close to 100% I can be.
During the regular season, the Chiefs offense with Mahomes taking the snaps averaged 29 points a game, which was the best per game average in the NFL. The Eagles ranked third in the NFL with 28 points a game. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, who was picked up in a trade with the Titans prior to the 2022 draft, says he wanted to play in the Super Bowl for a long time.
This was always the expectation. When I got here, my first post-game speech, you know, I told him I don't want to put no pressure on him, but this is the goal, you know. This is why we play the game. You know, I'm not playing for individual awards, like playing the game to be the best and to hold that trophy up at the end, you know, so. Right now, we're right here. We're at the door. We just got to go take it.
Brown set a regular season franchise record with 1,496 yards, but had just 7 catches for 50 yards. In the two playoff games, the Eagles won by 55 points. George Tanner, Phoenix.
COVID-19 forced the last two Super Bowls to have limited access with video conferences for the media. Philadelphia and Kansas City will play on Sunday. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes gives us an update on his ankle sprain.
I mean, it's definitely better, for sure. Just the rest, having a few days off, but we still practice and stuff like that. You'll never know exactly until you get to the game, obviously.
Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
This is the fourth Super Bowl for Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. His first was in Philadelphia in the 2004 season. Chiefs defensive end Carlos Dunlap says the players are aware of their head coach's past link to the Eagles.
Being one of the winningest coaches there and here, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of emotions in this game, but at the end of the day, it's the same game you've been playing since you were a kid, so you got to take it all in and execute.
Reid had Donovan McNabb as his quarterback at that time. Now, with Jalen Hurts starting for the Eagles and Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs, it's the first time in Super Bowl history two African-American quarterbacks will be starting. Greg Eklund, Phoenix.
The NFC champion Eagles and AFC champ Chiefs both come in with identical 14-3 records. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts says he looks forward to the showdown with Patrick Mahomes for many reasons, including the fact it's the first time both starting signal callers are African-American.
Think about all the rich history in this game, you know, and to be a part of such an historic event, a historic moment, it's special, you know. And there's been so many quarterbacks before me, including Pat, before me, that laid the foundation for me to have this opportunity.
It's also a showdown between Eagles center Jason Kelce and his brother, Kansas City tight end Travis. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Rihanna is putting the finishing touches on her halftime show in Arizona. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Rihanna had previously turned down the Super Bowl halftime show, but she said yes this year for two reasons. She's a mom now and feels like she can take on the world, and because she wants to be a great example for immigrants and for black women. However, planning a halftime show is hard. Rihanna says in an NFL Network Apple Music News conference, some of her songs did not make the cut.
You only have 13 minutes. That's the challenge. So you're trying to cram 17 years of work into 13 minutes.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
One in five Americans is expected to bet on Sunday's Super Bowl. 50 million American adults plan to bet on the Super Bowl, wagering $16 billion in all, says the gambling industry. That's more than double the amount from last year as the legal sports betting market continues to grow. So, who are they betting on? The American Gaming Association survey finds they are evenly split. 44% like the Eagles and 44% like the Chiefs. The Eagles have been favorites on FanDuel. Kickoff time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Rita Foley. One in five Americans is expected to bet on Sunday's Super Bowl. 50 million American adults plan to bet on the Super Bowl, wagering $16 billion in all, says the gambling industry. That's more than double the amount from last year as the legal sports betting market continues to grow. So, who are they betting on? The American Gaming Association survey finds they are evenly split. 44% like the Eagles and 44% like the Chiefs. The Eagles have been favorites on FanDuel. Kickoff time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Rita Foley.
The field is set for Super Bowl 57 ads this year. Alcohol is in while crypto is out. The Super Bowl is the big game for advertising with more than 100 million viewers each year. Mark Evans with ad sales for Fox Sports says ad space for the big game has sold out. 30-second spots went for $6 to $7 million each. Anheuser-Busch remains the biggest advertiser with 3 minutes of airtime but gave up an exclusive deal, so there'll be ads from other brands including Heineken and Molson Coors. Other big categories include snack chips, candy, movie studios, and tech companies like Squarespace that drafted Adam Driver.
Making websites.
Streaming service Netflix and automaker GM teamed up for a zombie-themed ad starring Will Ferrell.
You have a great one, all right? Stupid zombie.
The He Gets Us media campaign promoting Jesus claimed two spots and spent about $20 million. Evans says there won't be a repeat of what some viewers dubbed the Crypto Bowl last year due to the implosion of the cryptocurrency market. I'm Jennifer King.
NFL Roundup, I'm Dave Ferry. The Super Bowl will be a matchup of the number one seed in each conference. The Eagles hammered the 49ers, and the Chiefs needed a late field goal to beat the Bengals. Michael Owongo is at the link for the Eagles pounding of the Niners.
Three first-half touchdowns propelled the Eagles to the NFC Championship with a 31-7 win over the 49ers. Miles Sanders had two scoring runs. The second broke a 7-7 tie for the Birds, who gained their fourth Super Bowl appearance.
I can't even put in words, honestly. It's a dream come true for a lot of people on this team, especially myself. But the job's not done. We didn't just get this far just to get there. We're trying to win it all. We got one more game for the rest of our lives and play our best ball, man.
Niners quarterback Brock Purdy left the game with an elbow injury, then had to return when backup quarterback Josh Johnson suffered a concussion.
Just felt like it stretched out. Just felt like really a lot of just shocks all over from my elbow down to my wrist, front and back. Just pain, really, all over.
Christian McCaffrey had a touchdown run for San Francisco.
Philly won easy despite limited production from quarterback Jalen Hurts, who threw for 125 yards and ran for 39 yards and a touchdown. All Hurts cared about was the victory and a shot at one more.
I try to, what you guys say, enjoy the moment, but my joy comes in winning. But I know the job isn't done, so I never always knew how far we'd come. I never knew how far we'd go, but I never said it couldn't be done.
Greg Eklund was at the Chiefs-Bengals nail-biter.
A 45-yard field goal by kicker Harrison Butker with 3 seconds left in the game gave the Kansas City Chiefs a 23-20 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes played with a high ankle sprain and attributed his success to the Chiefs' training staff.
At the end of the game there, I had a run to get the first down, and we got us into field goal range. So credit to them, and then just trying to stay on it, and we have two more weeks, so we got to keep doing it.
The Super Bowl will have a bit of a sibling rivalry as Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce tries to take a Super Bowl from brother Jason, the Eagles center.
You won't see me talking too much trash because of how much respect and how much I love my brother, but it's definitely going to be a It's going to be an emotional game, that's for sure.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow says they just didn't do enough when it mattered.
You just got to find ways, and, you know, it felt like that was, you know, the tide was turning our way. I felt like we were going to, you know, just find a way to win this game, but, you know, like I said, didn't make the plays down the stretch.
Mahomes and the Chiefs also benefited from an unnecessary roughness penalty that moved the ball into field goal range.
This will be the first time a pair of number one seeds square off for the NFL title since 2018, when the Eagles defeated the Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52. This will mark the 14th time two number one seeds have met in the game, and the 6th since Super Bowl 44. It will be Kelce versus Kelce on February 12th. Travis Kelce will represent the Chiefs side of the family tree. Jason Kelce will be the center for the Eagles. Philadelphia is 1-2 in Super Bowls, all played since the 1980 season. The Eagles lost Super Bowls 14 and 39 before winning the game in 2018. They also won three NFL championships between 1948 and 1960. The Chiefs will make their third Super Bowl appearance in 5 years since Mahomes became the full-time starting QB. They won the Super Bowl in 2019, only to lose it the following year. Kansas City also claimed Super Bowl IV, dropped Super Bowl I, and captured the AFL crown in 1962 as the Dallas Texans. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.